Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911.
Blog Talk Radio.
This recording is labeled explicit. Mature audiences only. Parental discretion is advised.
Now. This is Dr. Bo.
Here we go.
The following program is brought to you in honky vision.
The jury found that they were all not guilty, not guilty, not guilty.
Magnificent specimen of pure Alabama black snake, but ain't too goddamn buku.
Dr. Moe is on the air.
Where no man has gone before.
Everywhere.
All around the universe.
I do not look down on niggers, kites, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless.
That just happened.
And this is the show with something to offend everybody.
With Dr. Moe.
This is Dr. Moe. Welcome to the Danger Zone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins, the People's Scholar, and you're listening to Dr. Moe at the Danger Zone, one of the best shows on the internet, period.
I'm live here with Nikki D.
Hello, hello.
That's her classic line. She did the same shit last time. I figured you're going to try and stick with hello, hello. So what's going on? What do we got? What do you got?
Well, apparently there's a racial pattern found in Harris County, Texas, the king of the death penalty state of the U.S. in death penalty sentencing.
So wait, Texas is the top death penalty state, and then there's a county in Texas that's the top death penalty county.
Yes, yes, indeed. Of the 13 men that they sentenced to death in Harris County, 12 of them were black. Surprise, surprise.
Is the 13 one like Indian? Because that would make sense.
It has prompted local lawyers to ask for an investigation, you know, about how, you know, the sentencing goes in that county. It's crazy.
I can't believe it. I mean, they're still doing that. Look, there's some towns in Texas called sundown towns, okay? If a nigga is caught down there after sundown, your ass is grass.
You better Google your crime before you do that shit in Texas. The thing is, more than a third of the Texas death row inmates, which is 305 death row inmates, like, and half of them, 121 black death row inmates came from Harris County. Half of them came from this county, and they're black. You know, so they're looking.
We hang niggas. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, I know it's bad and everything.
Send out a memo to not go to and live in Harris County. We get it. We get it.
Yeah, just don't.
We'll pass it on.
Move out of Texas.
Just move out of Texas, please.
Just help yourself out.
Let them have it. Let them have that state.
This is where they drag this black boy behind this blue pickup truck and chain. I mean, how many more of these do we need for you to just move back to Ohio? Well, I'm not even sure if that's...
I don't know. It's a little too still close. Ohio.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, so you were all, like, nervous. Why are you so stressed out about this show? Because you're stressing me the fuck out. You know that? I don't fucking understand you. Why are you stressing me out? Do you know how stressed out I was? I mean, you came here. I mean, you two, all kinds of shit. I thought a fucking invasion happening up in here. And I'm like, are you serious? She's like, well, I can't. That fucking studio's not ready. What this shit? And I got to get that shit in the motherfucker. But how come you ain't got this and spilled the damn coffee and parking halfway in the fucking spot? I mean, like, what the hell is your problem? You are killing me right now. And you're like, wait a damn. I can't. I'm not prepared. I can't do this. I can't do it. And I'm like, well, damn, I quit. Fuck all that. This ain't gonna work. I quit.
We can't both be PMSing at the same time.
I mean, well, you're PMSing all the goddamn time. What's your excuse?
It's not an excuse. It's a condition.
All right. So, like, what do you need? Because let's record this shit so I don't forget it. And when I listen to it, we're like, ah, that's what she said. Okay. So what do you want here? What do you want a staff? What do you want? I guess bring your own
intern,
shit.
An intern would be nice.
You can't afford one.
There's a Guatemalan lady who serves me the rice and beans in the morning. I'm going to ask her to be my intern.
Do you want your story? I came up with a story for you.
Okay, what accent is that?
North Guatemala, you know.
North Guatemalan on the east side, hey yo.
You know how we ride, do you know how we ride? Oh my God, like, okay, so are you calm down now? Like, is there a story that you're okay with doing right now that's not going to stress me the fuck out? Cause
yes, it'll be about Harley Jardine, the 8-year-old entrepreneur who has built his fortune on selling marbles online.
Little black kid in London.
Selling marbles for 500 quid.
500 bucks?
He's from London.
London-based?
Yeah.
Wow.
500 pounds per item. And he has a limited edition of Duke of York table for these marbles. Freaking marbles.
Is his mother white?
Because
the kid is black. Like, he's like half black.
He's looking a little red-boned.
Oh, he's a little red-boned?
Yeah.
That means mixed for some of you who live on the north side of the tracks.
Yeah, hee hee.
Not in the valley where, like, when it floods, we're out of power for 10 months. You guys have generators.
He's considered the world's youngest CEO. Yeah, and said that he's been obsessed with marble since he was 6, and in all of his experienced years of 2 years, he's now a CEO.
You know what's funny? I realized that at 6, big changes happened. He got into marbles. I got into sex. I could have been rich. But instead.
For all the wrong reasons, of course.
Exactly. I'm just rich in love. I can't sell that.
I was playing tag. And, yeah, so.
So he's on the internet. He's got a business. Does his mother work with him?
Yeah, it's now a family business. So the behind-the-scenes co-partners are his mother and his brother until he's old enough. And then he's going to be coming out with his own. Becoming co-owner and even creating a branded collection of called the Marble King, because his mom calls him the Marble King. So he's going to have his own brand of marbles.
See, that would be the owner of the damn Buffalo Bills. I'd go for the marbles, kid.
Yeah, marbles. Use your marbles for the marbles.
So anyway, Cornel West, he's one of our black preachers. He's one of our black knights.
Well,
knights of the black race.
Yes, our scholar elite.
Yes, he talks so fast, you know, he confuses the shit out of you, and you just end up going, yeah, I think you're right.
You sound right. You got the hair that you look right. So.
That hair is scary, I'm sorry. He's a scary black man sometimes.
Yeah.
Until he starts talking.
Yeah, he's wearing the Frederick Douglass in 2011. That's a serious black man.
It is, and here's what he says. He goes, owing to my family, church, and the black social movements of the 1960s, I arrived at Harvard unashamed of my African, Christian, and militant decolonized outlooks. More pointedly, I acknowledged and accented the empowerment of my black styles, mannerisms, and viewpoints, my Christian values of service, love, humility, and struggle, and my anti-colonial sense of self-determination for oppressed people and nations around the world. And I was like, say what?
Right on.
He said, nigga, I quit. I said, oh, I get that. Deputies, I understand that. So anyway, Cornel West
need Cornel West.
We need Father Cornel West.
Yes.
Reverend West.
Y'all is the best.
Demasticated. Yeah. Reverend West is the best. Come on now, he's going to scare white people.
We need that sometimes.
Oh, God. No, we love white people. White people are good.
Yeah.
You got to have some white people around. When there's no white people, there's problems.
Yes, we need to have white people around to remind us how black we are. Keep us in our-
Hey, you're kind of light. What happened to you? You need some color.
Keep me in check.
No, I'm white, you're a nigger. Oh, I get it. I'm more, you're less. Why is Tyler Perry getting so much shit about hiring Kim Kardashian on his... Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's not that...
I'm not, no.
Yeah. Okay. No, we could skip
it. No. I want to hear it. I want to hear about it.
Really? Because I don't. Okay. All right.
You're the boss. You're the boss.
Anyway, a 7-year-old girl published a book about being fat. Did you read that?
No.
I sent it to you.
Because I'm not fat, and nor am I a 7-year-old girl, but I'm glad that she's, you know, putting her voice out there, you know.
You had your bull boy story. What was that?
I know.
Anyway, she's not, like, fat because she's, you know, like eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the IHOP. She's actually fat because there's apparently no non-carb foods in her house, and that's all they eat. They eat a lot of shit.
So her parents are poisoning her, and she wrote about it. Mm. They must be, like, such assholes at this point.
I wonder why I'm so fat.
Now it's in writing.
I'm tired of kids teasing me.
I don't
know why I'm fat.
I'm definitely not making sure my kid does not get literate because I don't want them putting anything in writing of how much of an asshole I am as their parent.
Oh, my God. But look, I mean, the kid, they tried to put the kid on the diet. They don't know why the kid is gaining weight. She's gaining a lot of weight. And now she has to tell her contemporaries, hey, look, I know I'm fat, but I'm not fat just because I'm fat. So you can't make fun of me for being fat because I'm not really fat.
No, I'll make fun of you because of some other reason.
The kids are writing books to dodge bullies. That's pretty intense.
Assuming that bullies are going to read it and have a change of heart.
And that's what I was going to say. Bullies still don't read.
Bullies will just throw your book at you.
And
give them a weapon to throw at you.
Yeah, they'll be like, you fat girl, take your fat book and get the hell out. That's terrible. But that's what they do. That's what the kids do in school. They're assholes. They fucking tear each other to pieces.
Yeah, they're a whole level of asshole nowadays. I mean, I think, you know, in our day it was like asshole maybe 1.0, then maybe a few years after us was asshole 2.0, and now they're on some other, like, you know.
Cracked out,
like, serious asshole level.
V3 on steroids.
I mean, I think it's liable that an 8-year-old will make me cry one day, like, seriously.
They're droid assholes.
They're just mean.
Yeah, they're terrible. You see it on what's that show, South Park?
Yeah, that's where they get the juice from. They're like, oh yeah, that's how it is. We can talk last night to adults, but yeah, they make kids. They don't make the same kids that they used to.
My goodness. Well, look at this guy, Herman Cain, got Secret Service protection
from his mouth or from what?
Well, he said a lot of crazy shit lately, and people want to shoot him, I think. But no, he's. I think he's up in the polls. Well, he was. I guess this is this week's poll numbers.
Yeah.
We got.
Newt is coming back. Newt Gingrich is making a comeback.
I mean, Newt Gingrich.
Gingrich is the new Kane.
They needed
this
one.
This week.
They needed one. I mean,
there's a lot of size in Republicans.
But there's not a lot of good things going on for them. It's difficult. They have. Herman Cain, of course, who's now 12%. They got Rick Perry, the guy who can't remember the third thing he wants to talk about all the time. Here's the first thing, and the second thing, and what the hell's that third thing? And then Herman Cain at 12, yeah, he was leading the polls. Now he's at the bottom. Mitt Romney holding strong at 22%. He's been holding strong at 22 the whole way.
I know, and he hasn't really even done anything. He's just there. And 22%, and it's only the other candidates are moving around him, either above him or below him. He's really stayed in the same spot. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna not talk unless I'm spoken to. Like,
and that's right. And if I'm spoken to, I'm just gonna smile like a piece of wood.
I'll just blend right into the question. Like,
He's like the perfect like white man.
Yeah.
I love Mitt Romney.
They don't even realize how lucky they are to have him. Like, seriously.
He's the guy. He's the guy they should be voting for.
Yeah.
Not that he
yeah.
could run this country, but he's the guy.
He's the guy to be behind.
Yeah, you don't want Herman Cain. That's another black dude. We already dealt with that. You don't want that. You don't want that.
Gingrich sounds like Grinch, which equals the green guy who messed up Christmas in Whoville. Like, that's just...
He's definitely pissed.
Christmas
he's been,
is coming, yeah.
He's been at this for like 20 years. He's been trying to be president.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. Rick Perry, this guy can't remember shit.
He's your drinking buddy.
I mean, he gets drunk. That boy gets lit and then gets in
the
damn
He's
press
the guy
conference.
You want to have when you want to shoot a potato gun after throwing back a few. And the guy who you call who actually has a potato gun.
Come to think of it, he might be a great president. I mean, George Bush and all. He's like, it's great. Bring it. That's his line. Bring it.
Bring it.
He's like, I'll bring it. I couldn't believe it. I mean, he said that live. What else? What else? What's the other thing here? Michael Jackson's kid came out.
I can't believe you just told me that's not his real kid.
I swear, I didn't know. I had no idea you didn't know. I can't believe you didn't know that was not his kid.
Oh, my God.
Does he look anything like Michael Jackson for real?
No, but that's why I kept looking and looking again, and then I was like, you never know.
I mean, it's scary. So anyway, the real story about that. But anyway, the kid came out saying, yeah, buy my dad's jackets. I want a new generation to discover those fashions. Well, I got to tell you.
Oh, my God, please don't.
Yeah, those fashions were actually 10 years old at the time. He came out and just put some shit together, added some zippers, and it was all good. And now you can only find those in China, but seriously, nobody's wearing that shit now.
Yeah, don't make us. Don't make us, please.
Please don't. I mean, we love the King of Pop. Like, don't go around selling his clothes.
You know, this kid wants to bring back the Jerry Curl, and I'm going to have to cut his ass.
Are you serious?
I'm a 14-year-old trying to bring back a Jerry Curl. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
You know what, Prince? You want to do something fun? Like, go on Maury. Let's see who your daddy is.
Get a paternity test and look at the look in your face.
Yeah, and bring your sister. Hee-hee. I want to see what the hell y'all got going. Look, I know. Let's say he adopted you, but don't say he's your daddy because, you know.
Yeah. Don't say that.
I mean, we know what he looked like at the start.
Yeah.
And it ain't nothing close to what you look like.
Like, what?
Nothing close. Unbelievable. Anyway, top 10 ways to stay.
On a 14-year-old.
A little bit. I mean, I'm sorry. Hey.
So what?
10 ways to stay depression-free. Number 7, kill yourself. Well, I wouldn't go following that advice, but it is an option. If you're out there, you know, you need help and shit.
Yes.
Okay, so Jerry Sandusky, by the way, you're listening to Live with Dr. Mo, guest host Nikki D. She's going to be a permanent fixture here soon. As soon as I get her to get her attitude in check. And we're going to check her attitude, and then we're going to hire her for nothing. That's what we're going to do. That's our plan, because we love her so much. By the way, you're awesome. I love you. You're great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Sandusky.
I think the fans think you're
Sandusky,
good.
Sandusky published a memoir.
Now you're just ignoring me. I'm upset. You're talking about this child abuser, and I'm sitting right here in your face, like, trying to talk to you. You're talking about some, like, pervert.
Do you need a hug?
I need a hug now. Give it to me. Oh, thank you. All right, let's talk about the pervert.
Jerry Sandusky published a memoir, Touched, in 2000. What? Was that not, like, a red flag? Hello.
When I read that, I was like...
Holy shit. I'm like, shit me not. Like, Touched. In 11 years ago.
All right, the prince is sleeping. Watch yourself.
11 years ago.
You're about to get fired again.
Right, and he writes in this memoir that he writes that his love...
What was the title now?
Touched.
It was called Touched?
Yes, and he writes of his love of Penn State football and special boys. Oh, my God.
I would have, like, gone for, like, Jerry's kids.
He retired from coaching in 1999 to focus on his charity for kids.
Yeah, kids who want, he wants to take showers for.
I can't believe there was such a clue like that. No
showers with. The one thing he talked about, oh, my God, I can't believe that's what it's called.
He has, like, an arm out, like,
his
it's just a horrible cover.
His book is called Touched. Oh, he was touching them then.
Oh, my God.
You know what he said? On the news, he was asked, like, what do you have to say to those kids? And he goes, you know, The thing I'm most sorry for is taking showers with them.
Most sorry, really.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for taking showers with them.
Yeah, because all the sin was washed. Most of the sin was washed away.
Yeah, I mean, the humdrums in bed, tickling their nut sacks while they're playing tennis with me. Absolutely. I mean, that can happen. I've been in football for 30 years. I see it all. We're already grabbing each other's asses, blowing each other. It's great. But the showers, I get it. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I feel bad for those young boys. I mean, I had a great time. But
does he have cancer now? Does he have cancer?
That would be the ultimate fucking curse, wouldn't it? Does he have cancer? Who said that?
I don't know. I thought he had cancer. I thought one of them had cancer. People involved.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable, Jerry Sandusky.
And
terrible.
And he saw himself as the great pretender.
Wow. He was pretending, all right.
Pretending has always been a part of me, Sandusky says. In hell.
Wow.
I would love trying to do the right things to hopefully make a difference in these kids' lives. Yeah, you made a difference in their lives.
You made it. They're all gay now. Thank you.
Maybe things would be better off for them. Yeah. Better off for them.
My God. The last thing they want to see is your ass.
I'll never regret being called the Great Pretender. Oh, my God. This is painful.
Well,
painful.
There you go. What a pervert. Jerry Sandusky, fall from grace. Disgrace, scumbag bastard is what he is.
Yeah.
Anyone like him who takes sexual advantage of kids, you are a piece of garbage. You are worth nothing. And I don't want to insult your family. But
Paul Paterno has cancer.
Poor Paterno. He's got to do something to promote healing. You know? He looks at it. But is that real hair? Joe Paterno, head coach. Unbelievable. Let's talk about the most richest people here.
Well,
the five richest American politicians. The five fattest pigs in America.
Number five is Hillary and Bill Clinton. Estimated worth is $114 million.
Damn. By the way, Chelsea Clinton just got a job for, NBC.
Yeah.
They hired her. Now they have a Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So the news is going to be real, real.
John Kerry is worth $193 million. John Kerry.
John Kerry. Well, he's the he's married to the heir of the Heinz fortune.
She was worth that. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but
see, like maybe she's worth $165 million, and he put in his like 30.
No, no. I think he's. Big money in the family. That's what it is.
Yeah.
$165 million.
You have Daryl Issa, a Republican, is worth $220 million.
She is worth close to $3.2 billion. My God, she's loaded. And his family is loaded too. So that's number four. All right. Four fattest pigs. John Kerry couldn't even fucking win an election with all that damn money. I'm not going to use my wife's money. Well, you're a dumbass. Why did you get married?
We paid for that dearly.
You need to watch Tyler Perry's movies. What the fuck you need to do and get that cash. Talk to Nene, Housewives of Atlanta. She'll let you know. I'm rich, bitch. I'm rich. I have $16,000 in the bank. I am rich, bitch. I can buy this. I pay for this in cash money. Cash money is how I pay for my ride.
I was so sad. I saw that scene. I was just like, oh, girl, bye.
Don't you love... I love Nene. She is so...
It's not
like,
even Nene. It's Nene.
Oh, my God. She's like in the box, and I love it. She ain't getting out. I'm here, and I love it. Fuck all of y'all.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, all right, who else is so...
Number three is Daryl Issa.
Who is that guy?
He's a Republican representative from Riverside in San Diego, California.
Wow.
Worth $220 million.
That's a lot of cash. He produces car alarms and other devices for his company.
He's
all right.
Loving probably car alarms and devices for automobiles.
Apparently, he reportedly lied about having provided security for President Nixon. That's probably why Nixon got caught. That's why Nixon got caught, because that security was bullshit. That's how you make that money.
And then number two is estimated worth is $294 million. Michael McCaul, Texan Republican. So the reason why we
found
out from the bottom, the number two is $294 million. Only the reason why we have number one listed, just to wait for it to drop, Michael freaking Bloomberg from New York City, mayor of New York, is worth $19.5 billion. Now, that is quite a bit of a jump from the 294, number two.
Wow.
These are the richest politicians in the U.S.
Wow.
And five of the richest American politicians. And Michael Bloomberg is $19.5 billion. He is the 1% of the 1%.
He is the 1%. That's the guy.
He makes up, 90% of the 1%.
That's ridiculous. Well, at least the politicians, because he happens to be the 12th richest person in the country. Oprah's one.
Yeah, but she's, only won, couple of billions.
Yeah, she keeps giving Fords away, so.
Yeah, and plus her network is not doing very well.
Everybody gets a fiesta. Please go to my Twitter. Yeah. Maybe she should have me on her network. I'll boost that shit up. I was like, Oprah, you want some real shit? I bring that shit back to the color purple.
He's the founder and 88% shareholder of Bloomberg LP, the financial software, media, and data company.
88%. He's freaking loaded.
Loaded.
I can't believe it.
That's why he has no problem getting all the, like, harassing the people at Occupy Wall Street.
Unbelievable.
You could pay a few people to do a couple of things.
Let's talk about this. By the way, Occupy's doing really well. They should go to his fucking house.
It's his house alone.
Occupy Wall Street.
Throw the paper the shit out of it.
Yeah, I need to go to Michael Bloomberg's house. That motherfucker has $19.5 billion in the bank. Here's all your job money. Here's all your shit.
It's worth that much. And then after just, you know, the whole things that are going on with removing the people from the park this past week.
Yeah, talking
like,
shit. He wanted to get people out of Zuccotti Park.
It's like now that I know how much he's worth, I'm just like, oh, my God. No wonder he has no problem doing that.
He makes so much money, I want to throw up.
Like, blinking makes him money.
My God, Jack.
He blinks and there's $1 billion.
No, he's freaking loaded. Oh, my cousin Jeff's birthday today. Happy birthday, cuz.
Happy birthday, Jeffy.
He's probably going to get laid. Oops, I think his mom heard that. Sorry, Chief. I had to tell on you. But good luck with everything. Did you see my last Twilight photo? What do you think?
That's lovely.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, what's the other perverted story we had? Heavy D is dead.
Heavy D is deed.
R.I.P. Stop it.
Heavy D is deed.
Heavy D. You know Heavy D and his name.
I did Tower Heist, and I saw him, and I was like, oh, my God, there's Heavy D. And
he was in Tower Heist?
Yes, he was a door guy or something.
Really?
He had a cameo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love Heavy D.
What did Heavy D die of?
Like diabetes or some shit.
Oh, my God, diabetes.
He was overweight, heavy lover, Heavy D.
Yeah, he was overweight lover, Heavy D.
We loved him. He was awesome. He produced a lot of shit, though.
He did. He was very talented. From Jamaica.
He died suddenly at the age of 44. And he's from Mount Vernon, New York. That's right across from Quad City in the Bronx. Yeah. And
he will be missed. I did my first girl-boy thing to one of his songs.
Is that right?
My fifth girl-boy thing to one of his songs.
Wow, that's like $294 million to $19.5 billion. My first, second. I'm still doing my girl-boy thing right now.
As we speak.
It took a little bit of time.
This time I used my left hand.
Unbelievable. So singer Mary J. Blige was there. I feel terrible. Heavyweight lover, Heavy D. This man influenced a lot of people, part of a lot of soundtracks of people's lives.
Yeah.
In Living Color, he did the soundtrack to that.
Yeah, so he was definitely a favorite for the parties.
Yeah, he was awesome, even better than Kid and Play. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember Kid and Play? You're my age.
Yes, I am.
Sadly, we remember that.
You're a black man. You better be happy you are your age.
What does that mean?
Okay.
I'm Dr. Mo. I ain't got no age. I'm always going to be a star. My God, look, R.I.P. Heavy D. That's just been terrible. So, look, it's been great having you on the show, Nikki D.
Ready, Ellen. Thank you.
What are we doing next week?
Well, more of the same.
That's always good. Are you going to have anything special next week? Are you going to be a monster? Are you going to stress me to fuck out before we start again next week?
You'll have to tune in and see.
I have to tune in to find out if I'm going to get stressed out?
Yes, you do. Light and fluffy. Keeps it fresh.
God. You know, you women are all the same. As soon as I let you move in, you start rearranging every goddamn thing in the goddamn apartment. What is wrong with you? I'm going to get you a booth. It's going to be outside with wireless.
Oh, please.
Yeah, you're going to be by the gate. I think Heavy D is guarding. Heavyweight lover, Heavy D. That's my man. I miss Heavy D. So, Nikki D, thank you very much for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And, folks, we will be talking with you very soon, next Sunday, as a matter of fact. And check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/Dr. Mo, or search for us on Facebook, facebook.com/dangerzoneshow or something like that. Just search for Danger Zone.
This recording is labeled explicit, but your audience is only parental discretion is advised.
That's right. Let's call that a day. Thank you for being with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Mo signing off, of course, with Nikki D. Lott.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Take care, guys. Peace.
What if no one is together?